there was no goodness, didn't come anywhere near him. Every fault, badness was on him. When he passed away, nobody came to his janazah also. So how bad he must have been, that no neighbors, no friends, no people of the town, nobody came for his janazah. 3 days passed, his body started now going, starting to blow up. So his wife called 4 laborers and told them, take his body now. And laborers are not learned people, they don't know anything. As you people give, want to, you give ghusl to him. And you put on kafan, as you know, take him to the qabristan. If you get somebody to make janazah namaz, well and good. If you don't, then just bury him even without janazah namaz. So what must be his condition? That his end came like this. Anyway, they gave him ghusl, kafan, they took him to the qabristan. When they took him to the qabristan, Allah put in the great sheikh of that area in his heart, Allah put that my wali's janazah is in the qabristan. And go and make his janazah namaz. So when he got up, he was a famous big sheikh of the place. Thousands of people went with him. They went to the qabristan. They saw this person. He got a shock that this was Allah's command. They
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is our first session of our Islahi Jalsa, and I feel it is just proper that we start with what the object and purpose of the Islahi Jalsa is, of what Islah is, what we call Tasawwuf, what the Quran Sharif calls Tazkiyah Nafs, which is over and over in the Quran Sharif. So this is that subject. Last week we were in Marlboro. As we were leaving, my very dear friend Maulana Yunus Dayasab, Damat Barakatuhum, as we were leaving, he told me that Tazkiyah is so important, and people are unaware of it. And I fear very much for those who die without tazkiyah. That shows that how important it is that if a person does not make his tazkiyah, then it is a very dangerous position at the time of mort for that person. Our deen is divided outwardly in 2 parts, which in fact is only 1 part. The one which we call shariat, and that is what is zahir tasawwuf, the outside. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, all those matters. Then the inside part, which commonly is known by people as tasawwuf, and that is islah of the heart. And the heart is the most important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, Ala wa inna fil jasadi lamudghatun. There is a piece of flesh in the body. Idha salahat, salahal jasadu kullu. If that piece of flesh is right, that means if the tazkiyah, if that thing is corrected, its islah is made, the whole body will be right. Namaz will be right, the eyes will be under control, everything. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if that is bad, the heart, the whole body will be bad. Everything will go wrong. Not the most stupid person in the world, if a tree, if the leaves are falling off, not giving fruit, the branches are getting dry, he won't go and put fertilizer on the branches, on the leaves, or throw water on the leaves. He knows the roots have to be fixed up. So this is the most important, the fixing of the root. And that is what tasawwuf is. That is what islahi nafs is, to fix the heart. And very sadly, and which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, most of the people, forget the ordinary people, even the learned and the pious, we are unmindful of correcting the heart. If we correct our namazes, if we correct our clothing, amen. Also, many of us, just because we have corrected outward few things, that topi, kurta, and beard, now we feel I'm all right. Yeah? And if we are making 5 times namaz, even more, what kind namaz we make, what is the condition of the heart, we are not worried. Ladies, if they are wearing burqa, 5 times namaz, they feel we are all right. But they still, that's hardly the starting point. And very sadly, these things fool us. When we got this, we are fooled. It is like a student going to university, and right on the first day, or like you have some of these nurseries, for small children, and they call them universities, toddlers universities. And they show them what they put on the head when they graduate, graduating cap. When they put that on, so if that child thinks, I'm already finished, I graduated already. So these outward things many times fool us. So our mashayikh, who had reached to the reality of things, they were very particular of their murids, forget their dressing, that they dress and they look like a pious person. Even zahiri amal, they shouldn't allow them nawafil, etc., a lot, until the inside is not made first. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh was sending a jamaat of 6 ulama. He told them, leave your amama by me. This amama is going to fool you that I'm a very pious person. When you come back, I'll give your amama back to you. So these outward things many times fool us that I'm made already, I'm good already. Whereas we hardly know what it is to be made and what is to be good. So it is very, very important. This islah of the nafs. It is, some people feel that it is beneficial, that Islam is beneficial. But hardly anyone, very few people believe that it is necessary, not only important, that it is absolutely necessary. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, it isn't even in our aqidah that I have to make my Islam. Therefore, we don't worry about Islam. And the sad part is today that even tasawwuf has become customary. So many people become bayat and they don't follow it up. They don't think of my Islam. Whereas this must be a continuous thing. The Hadith Sharif, the dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh, you who are the changer of hearts. Anytime a person's heart can change. Oh Allah, keep me on your deen. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, oh the turner of hearts. صَرِّحْ قَلْبِ عَلَىٰ طَعَاتِكَ. So this must be always, it must be a dua also every day, and in the reality must be in our lives, conscious. Today, great people, they have gone off the line. We don't know when we can slip and we go off the line. Great people, some have gone into bid'at, some have gone into Salafism, all who are our ulama and Ahle Haq, and who were mashayikh, our murids and khalifas of great people. So how a person must be continuously conscious of my Islah. And without Islah, if a person has to die, it is going to be very hard in the qabr. So what is this Islah? Where on the one side, it is beneficial also, it is important also, and most important, it is absolutely necessary for every person, his Islam. Just to let us understand some broad examples to understand how important this Islam is. For example, a person which comes in the Hadith Sharif, it's a subject, mazmoon of the Hadith Sharif, that the first people with whom the fire of Jahannam will be kindled and they'll be thrown in, will be a qari and alim, will be a generous person, and will be a mujahid. The details is in everyone's minds. But what was it? Islam was made. They did such great work, jihad, whole life that person made. Generosity, he gave so much in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And an alim, a qari, he learned and he taught deen, learned and taught deen. But Islah of the heart was not made, it was not on ikhlas. That person, they will be the first three people to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. All because Islah was, when such great people, and we mustn't think that we are ulama, we are generous, these are people, the great, great people who did so great things. When they will be the first, what will be our condition? So if Islah of the heart is not made, whole life we did amal, various types of amal, and that person will have to go into Jahannam. Very similar to this, a little bit different, which comes in the Hadith Sharif. On the day of Qiyamah, there will come people who will have the tahajjud mark on their forehead. In other words, extremely pious, and the farishtas will be grabbing them and throwing them into the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because they were using deen for dunya's sake. They did all the things to show whether you, like many Darul Ulooms, which our big ulama, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, many an alim should come and tell him, I've opened the Darul Uloom. So he say, acha, aapne bhi shop khuli. You also open the shop now. It was just a means of earning. So the front is deen, but behind it is dunya. Niyat is not clean. So that is very serious. Whether it is in, whether it is a Darul Uloom, whether it is khanqa, whether it is anything, if the front is deen, or our clothes, to fool people. It is famous about Maududi that he had a very full big beard, but he advocated against the beard. He taught against the beard. So people asked him that you yourself have got a full proper beard. He said this is to fool the Maulvis, that I'm also amongst them. But under he was doing something else. So this is a serious matter that a person has a deeni front, whatever it is. But at the back, he's got some dunya's motive. These people, so if Islah is not made with the picture of deen, outwardly, these will be the first people to be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Which is common amongst us as ordinary people, most of us, anger. And anger is such a terrible thing. If a person has got anger, that he will give his wife 3 talaqs. And anger comes from pride. And now because he doesn't want to be humiliated in society, he'll stay with his wife. After 3 talaqs, he'll stay in bigger haram. He gave talaq 3 times, but now he can't tell people, I gave 3 talaqs. And now he explains to his wife something. They are poor, very simple minded, and he stays his whole life in zina and adultery with his own wife. Now she's not his wife, but so-called wife. So this is when islah is not made. And our anger is not under control. And anger comes from pride. And pride breeds a lot of other diseases. Backbiting, ghibat, ashaddu min az-zina. This pride. And until a person doesn't, this pride doesn't get, and there's no way to break pride but by a sheikh. Because you have given yourself over to him. And your sheikh treats you, he sees what the necessity, and then he treats you accordingly, your pride breaks. And generally, it is that, for example, a murid will put his sheikh's shoes right. He won't perhaps do it for anyone else, but at least some of his pride breaks here. So anywhere else he won't do it for anyone else. So all this is to break that pride. A person humbles himself, if he's a murid, if he's just by name a murid, that is something else. And he does these things, his pride breaks. So we can see that if Islah is not made, you can have big pictures of deen. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi says, you can have a Darul Uloom with 5,000 students. That was about 70, 80 years ago, Maulana is saying. And it's not accepted by Allah, it is nothing whatsoever. And you can have a Darul Uloom of 5 students. But Islah, and that you, it's accepted by Allah, it is everything. So today we are only the outside numbers, pictures, and the outside things, but the reality that unfortunately we don't think of. We don't think of our akhirat. We don't think about maut. A person who's got the tawfiq of thinking about maut, anything he does, if I'm going to tell this person, even my wife, even my child, I shout at him, swear him, if this has to block my iman at the time of death, what will happen to me? Then that person, he gets corrected. Kafa bil maut wa'idha. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Just to think of maut is enough as a lecture for your islah, it is enough. If we just think about our maut, how our maut will come. So therefore, this, the importance of islah, correcting ourselves, is so important, and the main part, the heart. Outwardly, generally, many people, they are all right outwardly. But inside, that is the very important thing. Our heart, and to be concerned of that. So in this ayat kareema which I have recited, it is a middle ayats, and it is the theme, it is the actual object of the surat, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. That Allah Ta'ala explains, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become successful. And the word falah, aflaha, has been mentioned here, which means every type of success. Every type of deen success, dunya success, akhirat success is in the word falah. Falah is such a comprehensive word in the Arabic language that it comprises of all types of success. There are many other words in Arabic also, like fawz, also for successful. But falah is that word that every type of success is included in it. Who Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. A person who makes tazkiyah, and ha, the zamir, yeah, the pronoun, is just the ayat before, وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. The nafs, the body, a person who made tazkiyah of his nafs, that person has reached successful. And a person who didn't, وَقَدْ خَابَ, that person, every type of failure is for that person. Outwardly you might seem, I'm very successful, whether in a dunya's form, very rich man, very big house, everything, or even in deen's form, I'm doing so much of work of deen in whichever field it might be. But if you didn't make your tazkiyah, it's just a outside picture. It is just like a shadow that holds nothing whatsoever. It is a mirage that you see water in the distance. When you come there, you see there is no water. You see, I've built a big darul ulum, khanqa, jamaat work I'm doing, whatever. But tazkiyah was not done. Allah declares for that person, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Who did not make his tazkiyah, who did not correct himself. And this is, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, not only for the murids, it's for the mashayikh also. A shaykh also. He can have millions of murids, but if he's not concerned of his tazkiyah, shaitan can let him falter at any time. And shaitan is such a terrible enemy. And that is another thing where we have to think of maut regularly. We have to know that my two main enemies, any person who knows there is a snake in the house, not in the house, in the garden, how careful is not that person, how worried is not that person. Just a dog, we go somewhere, not even, it may be just a little puppy, but we are frightened generally for dogs. We are frightened. Nafs and shaitan, which are our worst enemies, we hardly, it's not even in our mind. Months and years might pass. Perhaps in a bayan somewhere we hear or we read somewhere they are our enemies, and likely we just pass it over. But that we don't know that these are our enemies. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, whenever a person is in this danger, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. فِرُّوا, firar, run. And not only running. One running is jogging. A person is jogging. One running is you in a hurry, you run. One running, you run from your enemy. That a person who runs from his enemy, how won't that person run? Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, two old people in a zoo with their walking sticks plodding along slowly, slowly. And so like humble and weak old people. Announcement was made that the lion is out of the cage. And everyone is responsible for himself now. And if you want to save your life, you have to now make means. They threw their walking sticks one side, and they ran more faster than young people. This is firar, running, running from your enemy. You run, fafirru ilallah, run away from your enemies, nafs and shaitan, and run to Allah Ta'ala. One, it's written in the kitabs of the Bani Israel, where there was a very, very pious person. And see how shaitan works. Shaitan made the king's daughter, the princess, very, very ill. And they tried various treatments. But when they came to this great buzurg, and they told him, he went, he made them, etc., she became better. The king was 100% mu'taqid of him. Shaitan made her sick. Shaitan put the effect in this. We, many good things we think, oh, I'm very pious now, my dua got accepted. Oh, this wazifa Hazrat showed me, my work got done. Many times shaitan's work in there. Allah Ta'ala is, shaitan's work is to misguide people. So he made her sick, he made put effect in his words. The king had to go for jihad. He had three sons, they went away, where must he put his daughter? So he said, I'll put her nowhere but by this buzurg. I know how great he is. Left her there. He kept her in a separate room away from his place. But then few days passed. He said she must be sad, lonely. The food he used to send with somebody else. Then he started taking the food himself. Then he started talking to her. They became familiar. To make it very short, she conceived a child from him. He thought, now what's going to happen? So Shaitan put it, no problem, when the child is born, you bury the child alive. You just bury, kill the child and bury the child. Now time for the king to come, so he killed her also. And he buried her. The king asked, he said, she became so ill and that she died. Shaitan put dreams in these three sons and the father that he killed the daughter. And he did all this. Then put him onto the gallows now. Just see how Shaitan works. And we are not aware of Shaitan. And he's working on us all the time. So put him on the gallows. Then Shaitan came and told him, if you read the words of Kufr, I'll save you. He read the words of Kufr and immediately the gallows came down and he died. And he left this dunya. Khasirati dunya wal akhirah. But we are not aware of it. And Shaitan, as I showed you, he comes in deeni people. And in deeni things he'll come. And we are not even aware. This is to become aware of this. That is why we have to stay with the mashayikh. People who are genuine and who are in this field, who are conscious of it and who teach us all the time. Otherwise, in our namazah, Shaitan can mislead us. In our great works of deen, Islah is to correct all this. Comes in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a pitch black night, a pitch black rock and a pitch black ant is walking on it. Nobody can see it, nobody can make it out. More secretly, stealthily than that, riyakari comes in a person. He's doing all his amal and he's doing it for show. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, a person who made three hajj, and not hajj of today, that is, today is a royal hajj. Hajj of those days, a person living in a village, far even from the main road, is intending to go there. We have seen with our eyes, people who used to come like that, and that time we didn't see, but later times we saw, where 6 months rice they bring with them. Flour, ghee, everything they're carrying. How lot of goods they carry. Everyone comes to the tar road to drop them off to go with the bus. Now they go to Lahore station or whichever station. There some people go with them. From there, with all that goods and how many people accompany them to Karachi or in India to Bombay. Now they start with their Hajj preparation paperwork. They get their passport, they get their Hajj visa, all that. And they are staying in that Haji camp for about a month or so. Then they go to Jeddah or by ship in those days. And the journey, the seas are very rough in that pass there. When they come to Jeddah to the customs, it was a picture of Qiyamah, how they should treat them and how their goods were treated. They go by camels to Makkah Sharif. They are Bedouins who waylay them, rob them on the way. They go to Medina Sharif by camel. A person who made three hajj like this, which in Gujarati we say, kasotini hajj. What a hajj of, they were tested in their hajj like that. And when somebody came and visit him, he told his son or his khadim, give him the zamzam water of my third hajj. So in that, what was his niyat? That he must expose that I'm not a single haji, not a double haji, I'm a triple haji. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, in that one sentence of his, three hajj like that, he threw pani pher diya. He destroyed it all. So Shaitan does not let us do amal. When we do, he spoils our niyat. We do it with a good niyat, he spoils the amal. We correct the amal, afterwards he comes and destroys it. And right at the time of maut also, Shaitan comes to a person. He'll come in the form of your father, your mother, that my beloved son, the Islam is not the right religion. Christianity, Hinduism is the right religion. You are dying, please accept. Your own father is telling you. Your own mother is telling you. If you are not protected, then what will happen to such a person? You'll read the kalima of kufr at that time, and you die at that time. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, a person who became a wali of Allah, he made the effort in his lifetime. Allah is your friend in this world also, we say also, a friend in need is a friend indeed. A friend of this world also. What a friend Allah is. Allah won't let Shaitan come anywhere near you. If you made your friendship with Allah, that is what is the other part of tasawwuf, ta'alluq ma'Allah. And to make Allah your friend, to make your islah on one side, and on the other side, to become a wali of Allah. Allah will protect you in your whole life. Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. And alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun mudari. All the time they had taqwa. They lived all the time with taqwa. These are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. To be conscious all the time. Otherwise a person faces grave conditions at the time when he has to go in his grave. If he did not make his islah and did not make ta'alluq. If you made ta'alluq with Allah, Allah will protect you. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum comes in Josh and he says that, what do you think? Are you making bad gumani, having bad thoughts with Allah, that Allah will leave you in the lurch at the time of your death? No, you just become the friend of Allah. And our tazkiyah, our islah, our wilayat will never reach perfection. Allah is Allah's mercy. But if you are on that path, that is enough. Like a person who wants to become a hafiz, he's becoming hafiz, he passes away, Allah will raise him. He didn't complete his hifz. He has just even started and he died. He will be raised amongst the huffaz on the day of death. A person going for hajj, and on the way he passes away, not only will Allah raise him as a haji, Allah appoints a farishta to make hajj on his behalf every year. So we just have to be on the path sincerely, not outward show. We have to be on the path that we want to make our islah. We want to become the walis of Allah Ta'ala. That you have done, and you keep on making your effort, if Allah gives you that in this world, you're a king in this world. You'll get, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Maana ke meer ke gulshan e jannat to dur hai. We believe, we accept the gardens of jannat are very fast. Whole life, qabr, qiyamah's day, then inshallah for all of us, jannat, Allah in His mercy, Allah grant. Lekin arif hai, jo khaliq e jannat ko dil mein liye hue. But an arif, a wali who has recognized Allah, he's got Allah now already in his heart. Allah is his, Allah is in his heart. And if Allah, you are ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zami meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And if you are not mine, nothing is mine. So this tazkiyah is for this purpose. And it is faraz on every individual to make tazkiyah. And by nature, the nafs, it is, takes us. Allah Ta'ala says Himself in the Quran Sharif, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The nafs, we have put fujur in it also. The evil, the desires and the wrong, and the desire of evil, of name, of fame, of dunya, all these things, it is there. And until we don't make an effort to take it out, it's not going to go out. There are very few who ma'adar zad wali, who are born as awliya, and they are protected from their childhood. Otherwise, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are protected, but otherwise, very few people. Every person has to make effort to take out this evil which is within us. Another very important aspect, where one side we are not aware of what islah is, tazkiyah, not how important it is. One time, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki Sahib was with our Shaykh in Bangladesh. Our Hadrat has got a lot of tawadu in him. So Hadrat said, you make bayan today. So he made bayan. Hadrat was listening to the bayan in his room the whole time. When he came back, Hadrat said, aapne bahut acha bayan, you made very good bayan. What did he speak upon? What the tasawwuf is. How a murid, what is the purpose of bayat? What must you get? It's not barakat. It's not that certain all are becoming bayat. I also become bayat for barakat. I've got a marital problem. I become bayat. It will solve it. I got as many people when they sick, come, let's go become bayat. It's not for that. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, and with my own eyes I saw, he send away people. Go sort out your problem and then you come and become. Bayat is not for that purpose. Bayat for Islam, for nafs. Not you got financial problems, you lost your job, you lost your wife, you don't know what to do, now you bayat and habra kadabra, some magic going to happen and everything going to come right. No. Bayat is not even for that. Yes, it's a different thing. You bring your islah, proper deen, Allah makes your dunya also. When deen is right in your life, your akhirat also is made. But it's not for that purpose and for that object at all. So what was I saying? Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, Ji, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki. So he made that bayan. Then Hazrat said, our people, generally, our people, which we as understand, the Asian people generally, we all accept tasawwuf. Hum tasawwuf ko maante hain, lekin tasawwuf ko jaante nahi. We accept the tasawwuf, all our buzurgs, whether it was Har Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, all our buzurgs, they went to, so we accept that tasawwuf is right. Lekin tasawwuf ko jaante nahi. That just outwardly we got the name of tasawwuf. But what is tasawwuf, we don't know. So that is a very important aspect also. So we are not conscious of it in the first place. And as Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali puts it, we are in our aqidah also, the importance of Islam is not, that's why we don't go for Islam. The other important thing is, where many of us make a mistake, we feel, well, my Islam, like an alim when he graduates, he's got the knowledge of deen. Deen, knowledge of deen are two separate things, which in grammar is called in English the genitive case, the possessive case. And in this tarkib, in this analysis of a possession, the two things are different things. Like for us to understand, you say the wheel of the car. So the wheel of the car is not the car. Everyone understands. It means possession. But the wheel of the car's wheel, or the wheel of the car. But the wheel is not the car. But the car can never move without the wheel. But the car is not the wheel. The engine of the car, the steering of the car won't move without these things. But they are not the car. So the knowledge of deen, we got the knowledge and all of us take it for granted, I got deen. And as soon as a student has graduated, now I'm going to go and give bayans on Juma, I'm going to go and teach, deen I'm going to teach. But deen he's got the knowledge of deen. And deen will never be right without the knowledge of deen. Otherwise, deens, it will be the label deen, but it will be all bid'at and it will be all customary, rusumat and all other wrong things. But deen will only with the knowledge of deen. But usually we got the knowledge of deen, we take it, I've got deen. One time, Maulana Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali was going from Saharanpur to Jalalabad. He wanted to meet Hazrat Ji, he couldn't meet him. Hazrat Ji came the next day to Saharanpur. And then Maulana Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith emptied everyone from his room. And only Hazrat Ji and Maulana Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali. Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah cried so much. Then when Hazrat got a chance, he asked him, what's your problem? Is it some domestic problem you can't tell anybody? Is it a financial? He said, no, my problem is that students graduate, they don't make their own Islah, they don't bring deen in them. And now without deen, they are going to go and give other people deen. What's going to happen to the ummah? Then Maulana, so how, if when it is so important for ulama, then how important isn't it for us as ordinary people? How much more necessary ulama who have got the knowledge of deen, and they still have to make the islah, and they still have to acquire deen, then for us how important isn't it? So just to understand this, it's a little joke, but we'll understand the importance from this joke. A person who needed an operation, the day of his operation, he went to the hospital. The doctor saw him, he's very agitated, nervous, tensed up, asked him, what's wrong? He said, doctor, my operation, first time in my life. I got a young wife, small children, you're going to put me under chloroform, cut me up. If I don't come back to life, what will happen to my wife, children? Very worried. So the doctor, to console him, doctor told him, my friend, don't worry. This is the first operation of my life also that I'm doing. Now how worried will that person get? And if he's doing that operation, the first operation of his life, and he didn't learn practically how to operate. Theory he did. He got A's and distinctions and 100% in theory. But he didn't do housemanship. He didn't learn practically. Now what will happen to that patient? Similarly, as ulama, and people, we grow up, we are the heads of our families, senior people in our town, people come to us for advice. Our Islah is not made ourselves. We are giving advice to us. We are operating without learning practically how to operate. What will be the condition of the people then? So it is very, very important that we make our Islah. Without Islah, we can't move forward. It's just we are dreaming, we are moving forward. Whether you are seeing good dreams or anything, Shaitan will show you very good dreams also in order to misguide you. So you can be, but Islah is important. So just briefly, the surah, this is the ulama have written that the most qasams Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken in the Quran Sharif is in this surah. Ulama have counted up to 14 qasams which Allah has taken. Why must Allah take a qasam? Nobody can be truer than Allah. Allah is the truth who makes the truth manifest. But to convince us that understand, see, I'm taking qasam and I'm telling you these things. And only Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creations. So what things? Washamsi wa duhaha. The sun and the time, the qasam of the time when it is full, when it is shining at its height. وَالْقَمَرِ وَمَا تَلَاهَا. And the moon, the sun and the moon, opposite Allah is taken to. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. The day and its qualities, the night and its qualities. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And the earth and the وَمَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا تَحَاهَا. And the earth, how we have spread it, the sky and the earth, two opposite things. Six qasams in three pairs, Allah Ta'ala. And very, very strikingly so. Read the Quran Sharif, read the tafsir, and see how you'll be taken aback. You'll be swiped off your feet, how Allah Ta'ala is described here. Then the seventh qasam, without a pair, alone on its own, wa nafsiyum wa ma sawwaha. And this nafs, and how we have made the nafs. There is great detail also. Then all this was the introduction. And what an introduction the Quran has presented. Now the height, the theme, the main object of this whole composition of this essay, of this bayan. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That those who make islah of their nafs, after all these qasams Allah is declaring, they are going to see success in every way. And if they don't make the islah, then they will have every type of destruction. Then Allah gives one example to finish this composition, the subject of Allah Ta'ala, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. The people of Thamud, they had a Nabi of Allah in them, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. They asked for a miracle that a living camel, she camel must come out from a rock. That camel must be pregnant. And the child, the offspring of that camel must be born. They saw it all happening. But even if the tazkiyah is not made, you'll see clear signs with your eyes, still you will not believe. Not only not believe, they slaughtered that camel. And the Nabi of Allah, Rasul, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ. This is Allah. It is Allah's camel. It's not my camel, it's not your camel. The camel of Allah Ta'ala, a miracle in front of your eyes, we have presented it to you. But nothing helped. نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. They falsified the Nabi of Allah. Open miracle which they saw with their eyes, if tazkiyah is not made. You'll see clear signs. You'll see great awliya, but you'll make a mockery out of them. You laugh at them. You won't even accept them. The tasawwuf, you'll make a joke out of it. The tasawwuf is the very purpose for what Darul Ulooms are. Darul Ulum dil ke tarapne ka naam hai. Darul Ulum dil ke jalne ka naam hai. Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahab Pratap Gari Rahman. But the very Darul Ulum people, not only students, ustads will make a joke out of the tasawwuf. That look at the Sufi sahab. You just read two rakats more, some tasbih. Oh, bare Sufi hai. But he's a big Sufi. For what purpose Allah has made Darul Ulooms? We ourselves make a joke out of it. When tazkiyah is not made. Then, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala made damdama. The very word you can hear the sound that they were destroyed, brought, raised to the ground. Allah destroyed them completely. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Two tafsirs ulama have given. That when your tazkiyah is not made, worst punishments will come and you won't worry. Today, tsunamis, earthquakes. Now what is happening all the time? People say natural phenomena, these things happen. They don't take a lesson. When tazkiyah is made, not made, no matter what things come in front of you, you don't take any lesson. The other tafsir, that Allah does not care. When He destroys people like that, He destroys them, wipes them off the surface of the earth, and Allah, it doesn't matter one bit to Allah Ta'ala. Not only nations, individuals also, as individuals. So from all this we can understand how important this tazkiyah is. So this is what this whole jalsa is about, what the khanqah is, what tasawwuf is about. Do all your work. If you're a husband and you didn't do your tazkiyah, your married life is jahannam in this world. With your wife you're fighting all the time. Your children are disobedient. You have got no peace of mind wherever you are. Without tazkiyah, you can have the biggest, you can business, you can be the richest man in the world. Without tazkiyah, that all that, those will be the very sources, the very same thing Allah's qudrat is so great, Allah's shan is also so ajeeb. That those things that you regard that this is going to protect me, Allah uses that in order to destroy you. One prime minister of one country many years ago, in our times, many of us must be recalling, her own bodyguards shot her dead. The prime minister of our country was stabbed dead in the parliament, right in his own parliament, where all your security and what you think this is going to protect me, Allah uses that very thing to destroy you. When your tazkiyah is not made. So how important is not tazkiyah? It's not a mustahab thing, not a nafil thing, not a sunnah thing, not alright, we do it well and good, we don't do it, it's not necessary. It is absolutely. And why it becomes more important? Because we are unmindful of it. There's a snake in your house and you don't know. And for the ulama who don't inform the public, you know there's a snake in your house, you don't tell your family people. Watch out, there's a snake in the house. There's a crook in the house, he's hiding under the bed. He's hiding in a cupboard, and you don't inform them. You're betraying your family. Those ulama who are aware, and we don't talk about it, we're betraying our people. We're not informing them. Therefore, the public doesn't know. They think that, well, it's not so important. Nobody is doing his islah. Ba'at is not that important. To make islahi ta'alluq is important. You want to become ba'at? Very good when you have the, when it opens in your heart. But islah, to make your islah, to be concerned of your islah. Another thing which also, many of us, if we do think of it, it is important, though to a level of 5% or whatever. And we feel, well, our islah is being made. I'm in a darul ulum, I go in jamaat, my islah is being made. I listen to Jummah khutbas, bayans, so I read kitabs, my islah is being made. This is a separate department of its own, which the Quran Sharif has explained. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbana waba'ath fihim rasulam minhum, and then three departments Ibrahim alayhi salam described, which was the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The one, yatlu alayhim ayatika. The second department, which is a separate, independent department of its own, where you allimuhumul kitab wal hikmah, and the third department, where you zakkihim tazkiyah nafs, which today in our language we call it the khanqa, we call it the tasawwuf. This is the third department of deen. It's a separate department. Like you come to a darul ulum, I want to become a hafiz. Can you read Quran? No, I can't read. Please go to maktab first, go to somebody, learn how to read Quran. There's not that department. That department is separately. You go to a maktab, you say, I want to become a maulana. They say, no, there is not the place to become a maulana. Go to darul ulum, it's a separate place. Like that, tazkiyah is a separate place also, a department of its own. And that is what we call the khanqa, what we call tasawwuf. That is the separate place where your tazkiyah is being made. And you have to go. And the other important thing, people who do come, who do become bay'at, your niyat must be also correct. And that is, my islah must be made. If your niyat is just for barakat, your niyat is just, there's a very big famous sheikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, oh, what an honor to be his murid, I become murid to him. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. In our days, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Qamarul Zama Sahib, other great buzurgs, I become bay'at, and just for name, that I am also bay'at. We are not going to get anything. Your niyat must be islah, and it must be with istimrar, continuously, that my islah must be made. A person who listens like that, every bayan he will say, this bayan was for me today. And mashallah, many of our friends, a person like that, mashallah, one alim friend of ours, temptations of adultery and feelings of adultery are coming into him. Immediately he phoned, Maulana, please help me, I'm feeling. So we will be concerned. And if we're not concerned, we're not worried also. No phone call also, no contact also. And it doesn't, in fact, we are enjoying it now that I'm getting an opportunity of this evil and of bad nazri, whatever. I'm in fact enjoying. But when a person is concerned that I've gone so far, I mustn't fall right back again. I've climbed up so high, I mustn't fall right down. This person, temptations of dunya, earning more dunya. Then that person will ask, is it all right? Is it within the limit? What am I doing? But when it isn't, no contact, no, we're not interested. Then that is what is called ta'alluq with the shaykh. Whether it's correspondence, in our times a phone, an email, or whatever, verbally, a letter, whatever. But that concern, if we are worried of our Islam. So inshallah, the talks over these 2 days will be in that direction. So let us first understand what is this tasawwuf and what is this khanqa, this islah. And it is our shaykh on the khanqa by Hazrat in the Karachi, ala min hajir rasul, on the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just now one Canada student was walking with me and he said in his country also that there are a lot of other things which are happening. So anything which is outside the sunnah, our shaykh say, whatever I tell you in my tasawwuf, ask me for proof from Quran and Hadith. I will give you proof from Quran and Hadith. So we are very fortunate that this islah and tazkiyah is 100% ala min hajir rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the Quran Sharif in the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yeah, it's not a matter of talking of karamats and talking of big wazifas and achieving this and doing that. It is straight, simple, straightforward islah, and let us not be fooled that islah is going to fall from the air. Effort is required. And there is a department and a way to become. You go to a medical college and you say, I want to become an engineer, they'll turn you away. No, go to the engineering college if you want to become an engineer, medical college if you want to become a doctor. Same way, if you want your Islah, go to that department which is meant for it. May Allah Ta'ala give me and us all the proper understanding, give us ikhlas, sincerity, and let us listen, not just that we have come and going to meet friends or something, but that for our Islah, make that our purpose and listen in this light to all the talks. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد.